It is about to rain money. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Senate Finance Committee was up late working on their version of the tax bill. And by working, I mean the Democrats would propose amendments they knew wouldn't pass, and the Republicans would then cheerfully not pass them. Republicans voted no so many times that when it came time to vote in favor of the final Republican version...
Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Grassley.
No. Or aye.
Mr. Grassley, aye.
Close call. But at least we finally got to see a clear chart showing how they define a middle-class tax cut.
And if you look at where the biggest tax cuts percentage-wise come, it comes right through those low- and middle-income groups.
So I took a close look at that chart, and it shows that if you earn between $30,000 and $100,000 a year, your taxes could go down close to 10%. Not bad. But taxes also go down for taxpayers making over $100,000. They don't go down by as much as 10%. But the amount of actual money refunded is a lot more. In fact, in 2019, when this would all take effect, the total cash that will rain down on taxpayers making over $100,000 a year is three times the amount for everybody making under $100,000 a year. And since the budget already runs a deficit, that means the government will borrow $182 billion and then give it to people making $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million, $10 million a year and on up. All I can say is, welcome to the middle class. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.